From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. The typical image of a family that homeschools their children is white and evangelical, but new data shows the face of homeschooling is changing and diversifying. WBHM's Kyra Miles reports some black families in Alabama have taken their children's education into their own hands.
Ever since Jennifer Duckworth and her husband started their family 10 years ago, they've been curious about homeschooling their three kids.
But it wasn't until my son was ready to go to school, and my son being a young black boy with positive self-esteem about himself can sometimes be threatening, for lack of the better word, to some teachers.
When her oldest, Alexander, was in public school, Duckworth says her usually social and talkative child started to withdraw. The 10-year-old says he remembers feeling lonely, but he's more comfortable now that he's learning at home with his two younger sisters.
It just feels great to be around kids like me so you don't always have to be alone, like the odd person out.
Now, in addition to learning at his own pace, he can play on the playground with his sisters almost anytime he wants. His favorite thing to play on is the jungle gym.
My mom and dad said that I'm kind of like Batman. I climb.
His sisters, Carly and Phoenix, like the slide and seesaw, respectively. When they started homeschooling 6 years ago, the Duckworths didn't see many other kids that looked like them. That's why their mom co-founded the Black Homeschoolers of Birmingham, so more families of color could find stability and security in their kids' education.
The African American and the African culture, we are the culture that has been homeschooling our children since the beginning. And so I feel like it's just in our DNA.
For hundreds of years, it was illegal in the United States for black people to even learn how to read. So any knowledge was shared within the community. Cheryl Field Smith is a professor at the University of Georgia. She studies black homeschooling and its cultural significance.
So the history that's taught is that we've tried, through Brown versus Board of Ed to get access to schools, and schools are integrated. And that's true. But we've also always been self-taught.
New census data shows the number of black families homeschooling has gone up fivefold in the last year. Field Smith says a variety of factors push black families into homeschooling. And it's not just COVID-19. There's educational racism in a variety of forms.
We all know that there are structures and policies and practices within our traditional schools that can be damaging to students of color, black students in particular.
Take school discipline. Data from the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights shows that black students are suspended at 3 times the rate of white students. Field Smith studies how black mothers use homeschooling as a form of resistance.
We are combating the leftovers from slavery, this idea of white supremacy and the inferiority of black people lingers today. We are overcoming racism through homeschooling. I don't think white people can say that.
While there's been a rise in black homeschooling, there's also been a backlash against critical race theory and black history in public schools. Joyce Burgess founded the National Black Home Educators 21 years ago to center black history in homeschooling curriculums. She says since 2020, thousands of families have joined.
I think you're going to see more and more parents, black parents, homeschooling their children like never before.
In just 3 years, the Black Homeschoolers of Birmingham has grown from 2 families to 70. One of the new members is Dita KJ Griffin. When she and her husband realized their kids wouldn't be going back to school in March 2020.
I don't know, it was like a light bulb moment. And ultimately, what I realized is that the pandemic just gave us an opportunity to do what we needed to do anyway, which is homeschooling.
The mother of two said she'd always kind of been homeschooling her kids to keep them on track. But 3 things made her officially decide to start. First, she wanted her children to be safe from bullies. She also wanted them to understand their cultural history.
And number 3, it's our freedom. I want to have time to cultivate my children's African-American, their Nigerian history and culture in them first before anybody tries to tell them who they are. So really, COVID was the catalyst, but it has not been the reason that we kept going.
She's discussed the Black Lives Matter movement and debates on critical race theory with her 11 and 8-year-old, which led to another realization.
I don't want my kids to be subjected to racism in certain ways so early.
Griffin is concerned that traditional public schools will try to push back against Black homeschoolers. But for now, she says she'll continue doing what's best for her kids' education. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member covering education for WBHM. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.